This is Global Analog Podcast. We are a ministry of Global Analog Commission Apostle Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. The purpose of this podcast is to discuss the way we do church. I'm Elvis Iverson. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Find Global Analog on Facebook. Text us for time and location. Today we are talking about the introduction of Global Analog. Here's a few scriptures I would like to discuss. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And so today we are going to talk about the introduction of Global Analog. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's first read. This is a publication that it's given to those that are seriously people that are contenders for being a member of Global Analog. Global Analog is a Trinity born again, Spirit-filled water baptism, baptized of the Holy Spirit, apostles and prophets, fivefold ministry, praying, visionary, eschatology, grace meshes, home church based church. Wow. Global Analog is a Reformation Revival Harvest Church. We are a third Reformation church. We are firm in the thesis of the Third Reformation, and we welcome the revival life and many revivals. Global Analog is a community of home churches with a sanctuary in Omaha, Nebraska. Global Analog is an association of churches in many cities and many nations. Global Analog is a radical, normal church, mission-based church, home church-based, family-based, house of prayer base, supernatural encounter base. The vision of Global Analog. In 1626 BC, revelation of a nation of priests began to unfold. In 33 AD, a company of kings and priests were established. Global Analog is a company of kings and priests. Global Analog is a succession of the first century church. The apostles of Global Analog are of apostolic succession of the first century apostles. In 1991, Apostle Elvis Iverson had a divine visitation of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving him a vision for the church. Global Analog vision is to raise up new apostolic wineskin churches, which each church is a community of home churches with a sanctuary. We are to raise up Global Analog communities in many cities, in many nations around the earth. Global Analog vision is to raise up a company of apostles and prophets around the earth. Global Analog vision is to raise up a company of the fivefold ministry of the new apostolic wineskins of the third reformation of the church. Global Analog vision is to raise up a company of kings and priests. Hallelujah. Members are to connect to the BAN app to stay informed and on Golden Fellowship. Like and follow Global Analog on Facebook. Global Analog Podcast is on Anchor. Global Analog is on YouTube. Global Analog is an affiliation of Supplication International Ministries. We are a donation-based church and ministry. Make checks payable to Supplication International Ministries. Global Analog believes in grace giving. Memo write donation. Make your checks payable to Supplication International Ministries. P.O. Box 8132, Omaha, Nebraska, 68108. The oversight of SIM is the International Visionary Committee of SIM. The International Christian Church, the Society of Apostolic Church Ministers, and the Great Commission United Chaplaincies. Our website is elvisiverson.com. Global Alliance membership is discipleship member, partner member, representative member, minister member, and honorary member. Membership: all members must be born again, water baptized, belong to a home church under Global Alliance, and maintain an update of information. The structure order is lead apostle, elders, transparent committee, minister cabinet, representative members, pastoral team, and ministry team. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Global and Supplication National Ministries will only marry members of those who went through our marriage videos and must agree with our beliefs and practices. Home church services are on Sunday. Sanctuary services are on Wednesday. Hallelujah. The order of Global Home Church Services. Our general home church service is each of these services lasts 2 hours. Okay? 15 minutes introduction, 15 minutes announcements, 10 minutes prayer, 5 minutes sharing, 5 minutes sharing, 5 minutes sharing, 15 minutes sermon, 20 minutes sermon, 10 minutes minister. The dinner home church service, 5 minutes announcements, 55 minutes dinner, 5 minutes sharing, 15 minutes sermon, 30 minutes sermon, 10 minutes minister. The water baptism home church service, 5 minutes announcement, 30 minutes sermon, 25 minutes testimony, 50 minutes water baptism, 10 minutes invitation. The summary of beliefs and practices of Global and our Commissioned Apostle Trinity Church. We believe in the Trinity. We believe in God the Father. We believe in our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. We believe in the Bible as the Word of God. We believe you must be born again. We believe in water baptism by immersion. We believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe in speaking in tongues. We believe in the nine gifts of the Spirit. We believe in the fivefold ministry. We believe in apostle prophets. We believe in the priesthood of all believers. We believe in the church in the house. The home church is biblical fellowship. The church in the Bible was the home church. The church in the book of Acts is the home church. The church begun in the home, and the church shall return to the home. We believe in prophets, visions, and dreams. We believe in signs and wonders. We believe in the supernatural of the Holy Spirit. We believe that God speaks to believers, hearing the voice of God, being led of the Spirit, prophecy, visions, and dreams. We believe in the grace message. We believe in visionary. We believe in victorious, visionary, dominion, Iverson eschatology. We believe in the rapture, the second coming of Christ, the new millennium. We believe Israel has a future. We believe in the one new man. We believe in the seven feasts of the Lord. We believe Israel's capital is Jerusalem. We believe in the ancient Israel. We believe that ancient Israel belongs to the children of Jacob. We believe in the seven mount. We believe in the seven mounts of society. We believe in hell and heaven. We believe in the many heavens. We believe in the first book of Enoch is a part of the Bible. We believe in the activity of the realm of the angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe all believers should have fruitful prayer life, practicing speaking in tongues, practicing the presence of God. We believe all true Christians should live a holy life, flow in the love of God. We believe in marriage is only between man and woman. We believe that divorce is only for major reasons. We believe homosexuality is a sin. We believe sexual relations outside of marriage is a sin. We believe life begins at conception. We believe in child dedication. We believe in spiritual warfare. We believe in deliverance. We believe in divine healing and divine health. We believe in laying on the hands. We believe in prosperity is God's will. We believe in the book of Genesis. We believe in the body of Christ and the unity of all believers. We believe in the essentials of salvation is that Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible is the Word of God. And that salvation is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We believe the three moral absolutes are that life begins at conception. Sexual relations outside of marriage is a sin. Homosexualism. We believe in the Nicholas Creed and the Apostles' Creed. Our formula for water baptism is, in the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, we baptize, fill in the blank, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. If you want to come to Global Analog, amen, we meet on Sunday. Hallelujah, we meet on Sunday. Hallelujah, we meet on Sunday at 4 p.m. Find us on Facebook, Global Analog. Test us for time and location. You can email us at analogomaha@gmail.com. You can find us at elvisiverson.com and contact us to sim@elvisiverson.com. Click on the contact place at elvisiverson.com. Click on the SIM torch and get connected. Enjoy the feast of Word and Spirit. Become a partner of SIM today. Amen. Thank you. And welcome to Global Analog. Welcome to Global Commission Apostles Trinity Church. Amen. Global Analog Commission Apostles Trinity Church in Omaha, Nebraska. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm Elvis Iverson. Our website is elvisiverson.com. We meet at 4 p.m. on Sundays. Hallelujah. If you would like to attend, amen, visit elvisiverson.com. Hallelujah. The purpose of this podcast is to teach you, amen, the way that we do church. Hallelujah, amen. And today, I haven't did a podcast for a certain number of years, but the Lord said to me to do a podcast, and the topic today is the test of the home church. Let's open up our foundation scripture in Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking bread and prayers. Well, we've been practicing home church. I first started it in 1997. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 1999. And then we started again. Hallelujah. In 2002, and we went probably until about 2007, and now we begin again. We started in 2018. Hallelujah. And God has given me the revelation of the home church. I have written two books, and one is the revelation of the home church. Another one is the revolution of the home church. And then we're going to write another book called the leadership guide of the home church. Amen. And see, the thing is, why does the home church fail? Well, number one, we have taken the home church out of the book of Acts. Okay? Do we have the pattern of the home church of the book of Acts? Okay? Do we have the pattern? Hallelujah. And we need to have an organic flow of the home church. Okay? Number two is we have taken the home church out of the fivefold ministry. There's still a need for the fivefold ministry. There's still a need for the fivefold ministry. There, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and a lot of people don't believe in the fivefold ministry. And then a lot of people that are in leadership positions in the church. I'm talking were shepherd positions. And I believe this is they are not fivefold ministry. They're just spiritual leaders. They're just spiritual leaders. They're just spiritual leaders. They're just spiritual leaders. And the next thing is that the believers are not being discipled. The believers are not being equipped. The next is the believers do not want to function as believers or disciples or to walk in their gifts and callings. Next thing is they want to stay in the function of laity. They need to be set free from the spirit of laity. Just as the fivefold ministry needs to be set free from the clergy spirit. And we need the division of laity and clergy to go. There's not two priesthoods, there's only one priesthood. Yes, there is a division of labor. But every believer is supposed to do, the believers are supposed to do 98% of the ministry, and the fivefold ministry is supposed to be two. See, they want to remain laity. They want to remain laity. Want to remain laity. See, we lack the practice of Christianity. They want the pastor to do everything. And I'm going to go back to this, you know, is the believers are not obeying or flowing in the priesthood of the believer. The priesthood of the believer. The church is the universal priesthood. Amen? And it begins in the home church. And we are not becoming priests. We're not coming into the functions of our priesthood. We're not coming into the functions of our priests. Until we see the restoration, the fullness of the priesthood of the believer, until you as an individual begin to function as priest, you cannot begin to tap into the kingly anointing. Some people are trying to become kings in society, but first they need to become priests in the church. And that is, listen, what is the definition of church? What is the function of the church? And we don't even see that. We still have the traditional mindset, and we do not want to let go of the traditional mindset. We do not want to let go of the traditional mindset. We don't want to let go of the traditional mindset. We don't want to let go of the traditional mindset. Okay, we have to let go of the traditional mindset. We don't want to let go of pagan ways. Pagan ways. We don't want to let go of pagan ways. See, the church started home, and it shall return to the home. We do not know how to function as a community, to be interdependent on one another, depend on one another's strengths. We are not acting like a body within a home. The home church is an extension of the Trinity, and it's an extension of the human family. And we are not acting See, reason what is suffocating the home church is spiritual disobedience. Spiritual disobedience. Those who have heard the call to return to the home church are the pioneers. Hallelujah. Are the pathfinders. Hallelujah. We must learn how to function as a family, a spiritual family, as the household of God within the home. God's will. One thing is, do you know what God's will is for the church? The church meetings are in the home. You must be free from the temple mindset. Physical temple, but you are a spiritual temple. Each person is the temple of God, and we come together. It's a church that comes together. The word go to church was foreign. Was foreign to the first century church. Was foreign. There is spiritual competition against the will of God. It's not that spiritual competition is a sin, but it needs to, you know, it's okay to have these different spiritual activities. But when you're competing against the will of God, it is not right. It is not right. I'm not here to beat you with a rod on the head. I'm trying to guide you with the shepherd's staff. People do not have the revelation of the home church. They think a home church is a support group, a glorified Bible study, a miniature local church. A cell group, not the ministry of one another. And we also need, not only that, is the revelation, amen, of the new apostolic home church, amen, which is, hallelujah, which includes the community center. Amen. Which is for training. Amen. The church meets in the home, and the center is for the ministry of the apostle, prophet, and teacher. And the home is for the pastor and evangelist to minister among. But before that, the fivefold ministry must know how to function among the home church. Among the community of home church. A community of home church. A new apostolic home church, amen, is connected, is a community of home churches with or without a center. But the center is a place for ministry, for prayer, for mission sending out, for the ministry of the apostle, prophet, and teacher. And I'm going to say this. One reason why people are not coming to the home church, because the local churches lack the sending anointing. As I look through my city, what church is sending anyone out? Zero. Zero. It's just like, there's so many loopholes. So many hoops you get to jump through. You know, and we have the King of the Hill ministry, the one man ministry. We don't have the team of elders. We do not have divine order in the church. We do not have apostolic order in the church. See, you do not begin to enter into a home church unless you are led by the Holy Spirit and under the influence of apostolic ministry. That's why when it said they continue to stand fastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking bread and in prayer, they were under the influence of apostles' ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. But we have to pass this test. Hallelujah. Don't give up on what the Holy Spirit has said. Hallelujah. Amen. Hear the Holy Spirit. Hear the Holy Spirit. And that's why we gotta build relationships and fellowship and love each other. Hallelujah. Amen. And one of the theses of the Third Reformation is the church started home, we shall return to the home. We're not talking about the family home, but the home church. With all the broken families that we see in society, it has affected the church. That's why we have broken home churches. But in this brokenness, let us turn to God, and God will mend our hearts and make us whole. Those that do not have families, those who've been through a divorce, those who have single parents, those who didn't have a father or mother, those that came from a broken home, let us find comfort within the home church. Let the home church become an extension and be an expression of family to you. Hallelujah. And remember, like I say, the home church is an extension of the human family and an extension of the Trinity. Hallelujah. If this is the first time listening to this, go back and go through this. This whole podcast is to teach you the way we do church. Hallelujah. Amen. Also, I have Elvis Iverson podcast. And also, I have three YouTube channels. One, which is Global Analog. Another one is Elvis Iverson. Another one is Apostle Iverson. Also, Elvis Iverson WordPress.com, Elvis Iverson ProBoards.com. Follow me on Twitter, which is now X, Elvis Iverson. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you're in Omaha, you want to become part of us, contact us. Begin the journey with us. And if you're in a city or wherever you want to begin, become part of our association. Because we are an association of churches. Amen. Amen. That practice the community of home churches. The new apostolic congregation. Amen. And the new apostolic home church, which is a, we both are one and the same, a community of home church with or without a sanctuary. You want to come part of us? Amen. You can contact us at elvisiverson.com. And if you listen to this message, plant a seed today by visiting elvisiverson.com. If you want to become a partner, amen, visit elvisiverson.com. Hallelujah. One of the messages that God has given me as an apostle is to release the revelation of the home church and the new apostolic wines and the thesis of the Third Reformation. Hallelujah. I hope that this message encourages you and also examines your heart, that you will not give up. Amen. But we will surrender to Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let new growth come to your life. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for everyone who's part of Global Anak in Omaha and around the world, and everyone that's part of a home church, wherever they are. Every believer in the body of Christ, in the church all over the world. I pray for an outpouring of many breakthroughs. I pray for an outpouring of many breakthroughs in the home church. Oh God, an outpouring of many breathings in church fellowship and biblical fellowship. Outpouring of many breathings in the practice of the ecclesia and the koinonia. I pray for an outpouring of many breathings for the apostles ministry and the prophet ministry. Lord God, I pray, release revelation and in the hearts of people and how to come together. In Jesus' name. And God, Lord, bring forth a revival of the home church. In the name of Jesus Christ. And this is a time that there will be great and massive harvests beyond what we number. And there will be no room in the local church. And the home church will be the answer. And I speak grace, 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 grace. I pray I'll pour in many breakthroughs and many miracles. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray and I speak apostolic grace, apostolic grace, apostolic grace, apostolic grace to everyone who's practicing home church right now. They release a grace in their life. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen.